Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, I feel sorry for people at home. They missed nearly a magic moment. It was so close to being a magic moment there. But we'll get to back to that. Those of you who are here, what should I take to a gluten-free Super Bowl party? AJ, is that right? AJ, where are you? Okay. Did you find something yet? Okay. Let's see. Has anyone ever gone to a gluten-free Super Bowl party, I guess is the question. I guess I could go down here and get through, right? Pardon me. So sorry. Pardon me. Can I get you to stand up here, AJ? How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Now, who's throwing this gluten-free Super Bowl party?
A friend of my girlfriend's.
Yeah. It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because she's a football fan, but she's gluten-free.
No, it all works together.
Yeah, no, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I've never been. Anyone ever been to, like, gluten-free? It's like a beer-free Super Bowl party. That'd be tough, too. So what are you thinking about making?
We're thinking maybe some dip.
Isn't there gluten in dip? There's got to be gluten in dip. Oh, you put the gluten into the dip, right? Gluten-free chips in a gluten-free dip?
Corn chips.
Corn chips? There you go, in a dip.
I think we're going to look that up.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad we saw it. I don't know what you can do in lieu of beer, though. That's going to be a tougher one. Nice to meet you. Gluten-free, pardon me. How many of you are actually having a Super Bowl party? There's no reason for us to celebrate here, so no one here is, actually. What's the point? Packers aren't in it. Packers made it possible, but they're not in it. Where can I buy a dog sled and four sled dogs? Karen Brock wants to know. Come on, the weather's not that bad, Karen. It's been bad, excuse me, but not that bad. You don't have to get up, really. Kind of you, though. Here she is. I'm getting there. Pardon me. If I step on anything, I apologize in advance. How are you?
I'm fine. It's nice and snowy outside.
Yeah. You want a sled? And have you ever done any mushing?
No, I haven't, but I just want to say our pet ferret died, and we're thinking about getting some new pets.
Well, you get a bunch of ferrets to pull your ferret, ferrets to pull your sled. I mean, if you had like 20, 30 ferrets, I would think they could.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if we're going to get some pets, why don't we get dogs or something, get a dog sled, and, you know, go around town that way.
Have you thought about this as well?
Yeah, I'd like to go across the lake to the Arboretum. Might as well do it with ferrets or dogs.
Isn't that sort of over-preparing for crime? I mean, it's not a big lake to begin with. You know, you could...
That's true. It's small, but it'd still be fun.
Okay, well, I'll let you know. Anyone has a dog sled available or ferret sled, call us in. We'll fix you right up.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, I thought she was serious. She's not. Well, about this one, then. What is the Schwarzschild radius? Stephen Cullen, probably, he's an IT professional, so we suspect it's something IT.
I forgot to put the answer on there.
Okay, all right, well, I'll have to get over you then. Don't leave. I'll get there eventually. We'll get to the Schwarzschild radius. Until then, I love driving in Wisconsin winter weather. We need to study this person. Who is it? Paula Ray? Paul, oh, good. You're closer than he is. I'll get to him eventually and find out what that thing is. Can I get you to stand up and just say hello to us all here? Paula Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
You know her as Paula. And here she is, Paula Ray. How are you?
Pretty good.
Do you actually like driving in winter weather around here?
Yes, I do.
What, is it a challenge that you like?
Well, it's part of my job.
Oh, it is?
I was thinking about the question, and yeah. When I... got this job, my parents would always send me...
What's the job, first of all?
It's on OTR, and they kept sending me job descriptions on over-the-road truck driver, and that's not what I do.
Well, what does OTR stand for?
Well, I'm an occupational therapist.
Okay.
So, but they kept sending me these job descriptions about truck drivers, and I just thought it was funny because this week...
So you thought you're over the road, but you're an occupational therapist.
Yes, and I spend a lot of time in the car because I do home therapy now. So,
yeah. So you just like the challenge of taking a curve and sliding to the
outside? Well, I get to see people when they're zooming past me in Madison and around, and the hand gestures, and because I drive quite slow. I drive actually the speed limit.
And you're that person.
They don't do that. They don't do that.
That's a suggested speed limit.
Yes.
Retail price.
But if you really do sit back and you put on your sunglasses, Madison's beautiful. And the
you put on your sunglasses and drive the speed limit. And
going down.
But that's the best way in this kind of icy road conditions. And
going down Northport Avenue on Wednesday, there was a whiteout. I was scared.
But you had the time of your life, didn't you? Your sunglasses there with a whiteout, and you're driving 25 miles an hour. And you got there just fine, right?
Oh yeah, going about 20 or 30 miles an hour.
Whatever this limit was there. Well, thank you very much. I think that's inspirational to the rest of us.
Well, thank you
for out there giving you those hand signals you referred to. All right. Let's see now here. Okay, how does one retire if one has never worked? Glenn Fuller, an artist. Well, you're an artist, Glenn. There you are. You're an artist right over there, aren't you? Are you referring to yourself or to me? Because I thought that of myself, too, that I have to retire at some point, but I've never really worked. So it's an odd feeling, you know. Stand up here. Let's say hello. Glenn Fuller, ladies and gentlemen, Lake Mills. He's an artist. Oh, I'm sorry to make you do that.
Yeah, a little knee problem here.
A little knee problem? What'd you do to it?
I went to the doctor to get it fixed.
Yeah. Oh.
And then wake up, they said, it's too bad. We couldn't fix it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, now I got to think in terms of retirement.
Well, you want to get your money back at least from the doctors.
Yeah.
They give refunds there?
He was too scary. I was afraid to ask him.
Yeah, yeah. What sort of art do you do?
Anything that anyone will pay me for.
Such as?
So like,
what will people pay you for, I guess, is a better question.
Cartoon animals on cereal boxes.
Oh, yeah, you do?
Yeah.
That'd be a good way to make a living, right?
I did a lot of Riley dogs on cereal boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, cool.
But I've also done, in the old days before photography, every Bushnell binocular and telescope that they had in their catalog, I had to draw.
No kid.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Those were cool because they gave me all the telescopes and stuff.
Yeah.
And when I returned them, I returned every single one without stealing one.
Yeah.
They were so ecstatic. They said, you can pick any one of these to have for yourself.
Now, which Bushnell did you pick?
It was a little tiny one. I like the little tiny binoculars. I still have them. They're great.
Now, if one is asked to draw a Bushnell, what approach does one take in terms of graphically? What would you do? Pen and ink or you?
This was a few years back, so yeah, it was literally pen and ink. It was, technical pens.
Wait a minute. You see, I'm talking to someone. How rude.
But yeah, and what was great, though, was this was pre-computers. And so I'd have like a telescope to draw and then another telescope, and they looked kind of the same. So I'd kind of cut them apart and kind of paste the hard parts. And so then I'd just kind of touch up, and it's like, oh, aren't I cool? I have two telescopes here that I'm being paid for, and I only drew one.
Yeah.
But now in the computers, it's like, boy.
Now, you know, that was in the days when it was literally cut and paste.
It's
a euphemism now.
It's key line paste up. All these key line paste up guys are unemployed now.
Good to meet you, man.
Great.
Good luck with that knee, too, man. I hope you get some help on that. I'm sorry about that. And we can't retire because we don't have retirement skills. However, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. And I could do this in the retirement home, I guess, pretty much. We could have, hey, everybody, let's do a little quiz now. And they say, get out of my face. You thought about it. You had a whole quiz to think about it. I know you're out there thinking about it. Look at this guy here. He's dressed for any weather. Do you believe it? Unbelievable. No, I'm not picking you. I'm just pointing out the fact you're still wearing. No, come on. You got the ear flaps and everything.
Yeah.
When do they go down? The really cold weather?
Yep. When it's really cold. Yeah. And the front comes down too.
Yeah. Very nice. Very handsome.
Thank you.
It's a handsome look. And you are?
Dennis Fosen.
Dennis, you're from around here?
From La Crosse.
From La Crosse. Oh, we're going to be there not too long. And Dennis.
When?
I don't know. I'll get you the date. When is that?
The 16th of February.
Excellent. Is it?
Hey. Yeah, I believe so.
In La Crosse?
Oh, no.
No, that's not it. No. Anyway,
sorry,
we'll tell you when we're there. So. What do you do these days?
I'm a cheesemaker.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, now give me one reason you should play this quiz, Dennis.
Because I drove here from La Crosse and I want to play.
Okay, he drove all the way from La Crosse. He's a cheesemaker. He's got the hat. How many reasons do I need? Come on up here, Dennis. You okay? Lean on me if you need to. Just don't fall on me. Because then we both go down and it's a mess. Dennis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, do you hail from La Crosse originally, Dennis?
Actually from a small town about 35 miles southeast of there.
Which is?
Lafarge.
Lafarge.
Home of Organic Valley.
Yeah, I've seen Lafarge. Organic Valley is, of course, a wonderful mystical place.
Great.
Mythical, mythological place.
Yes.
Unicorns and organic food and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much, okay. And have you been a cheesemaker for a while now?
All my life, since I was 15. I just celebrated my 40th year.
In cheese. 40 mm-hmm. years in cheese. That's a title for you.
my autobiography.
Are you what they call an artisan cheesemaker?
No, I'm not.
You're a real honest-to-God cheesemaker.
Industrial type.
Industrial cheesemaker.
Food service, okay. That sort of thing.
Yeah. So who do you have your own company?
No. No.
Who do you work for?
Company in Whitehall.
Yeah.
Whitehall Specialties.
Whitehall Specialties, and their specialty is massive amounts of
food
cheddar.
Service, individually wrapped slices, block cheese.
Do you ever go outside the box, cheese box, push the envelope, cheese envelope?
Actually, in my younger days, I won the Governor's Sweepstakes Award for cheese in a can.
Cheese in a can? You mean like a cheese whiz type thing?
Yeah, but it was very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, a state fair winner.
Was that before Cheese Whiz or?
No, after Cheese Whiz.
After Cheese Whiz, but it was like a real cheese and.
Yep, yep. Very convenient. You know, take it to the beach, shelf stable.
Yeah. You can take a can of cheese to the beach.
You can.
Does that still exist? That product?
Not that product, but Nabisco makes a similar product.
Oh yeah. Yep. Isn't that interesting? Did you get able to get a patent on that or?
No.
Did you? A little late to think about that now, I
Well,
guess.
No, Nabisco had the patent on, or had the can technology prior to the company that I worked for at the time.
Oh, yeah, okay, oh, cool. Oh, cool, oh, cool. What do you do for kicks?
Walk my dog.
Yeah, what kind of dog you got?
Mutt. Yorkie, Schnauzer, and one other. Maltese.
Well, that's a lot of things. That's like three parents.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Yeah, cute.
12 pounds.
Cute. All right, Dennis, I'm up there, plays along with you. You know this quiz works?
Yes, I do.
General knowledge, nothing too tough, generally speaking. Right, Sarah? And how do they do that?
If people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Okay.
And you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay. Okay, when a tie texts 5555, he or she is actually saying what? Okay, you're a Thai individual, man or woman. You're texting. In your text, you put 5555. What are you actually saying? This is going to be tough, I guess. Okay, but I'm sure someone in Highland is going to have this. Maybe Zach is the guy who does it. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
You're from Thailand. You're
a Thai
Highland, individual.
Highland, Wisconsin. Yeah.
No, not Highland. Thailand.
Highland, yeah.
Thailand. No. What I'm saying is, you're from Highland, but if you were from Thailand.
Oh, if I were, I don't know, huh?
Let me start again. Hey, Zach, you're from Thailand.
Sure.
And you're texting 555, and what does that mean to another Thai individual who receives a text with 555 on it? What is that? It's something, you know, like, what do you think that would mean?
Is it like, let's see, 5555, is it a high five? Like, you know, good job, high five?
No.
Like, all right, way to go?
No, I'm afraid that's not it, Zach. Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Could it be that a five, that the word for five actually sounds somewhat like another word that we might use in English Therefore, if you put a 5555, if you were, let's say, Thai American speaker, then you would have said something, 555, such as that word sounds in English.
5555.
Yeah, do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, that's a possibility, sure.
But of course, now you'd have to know the word in Thai for five. That would make this something you might say in a text.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess we're back where we started.
It's Thai.
We're back in Highland instead of Thailand, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Highland?
Yeah.
Almighty. Can you give me a hint at least?
Well, for an American might say LOL, for example.
Oh, laugh out loud? Is that what it is?
No, I'm not saying that's what it is. But.
Oh, like LOL, like...
Yeah. So the word in Thai for five might be something like we might say that would indicate a laugh or something.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's it. You got it, Zach. Unbelievable. We worked this through. I am so glad for you because Thailand, the connection was just too good to pass up. Zach, this is Dennis.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Dennis.
You two are a team right now, and you're going to work on this together. Okay, Zach?
We're going to rock it.
You're going to rock it. Okay, I can tell you're going to. What the categories do we have?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Zach, you pick the first one.
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news. The second longest reigning queen in Europe is abdicating in favor of her son. And who would that be?
Queen Beatrix of Netherlands.
Yeah, the Queen of the Netherlands.
Queen Beatrix.
Yeah, Queen Beatrix.
All right, absolutely. Queen, yes, exactly right, Queen Beatrix. 33 years is enough, I guess. That's long enough, and so that would be...
That would be one right and zero wrong.
Okay, good.
The categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Dennis.
Try science.
Are you a Beatrix fan? You knew that right off the bat.
Actually, I heard it on public radio earlier in the week.
Aren't we good?
On my way to work.
Okay, the Sapiens and the Neanderthals. In terms of their dating, let's say. Okay. Did they never ever date? Did they date some, but it never worked out good? Or did they date hither and yon? So we're talking about
inner species? Or
you know. I don't have to telegraph this.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they didn't date.
Never ever?
Never ever.
He says never ever.
What are my choices again?
They never ever dated. They dated some, but it didn't work out good. Or they dated hither and yon, just all over the place.
Hither and yon.
He says hither and yon. You got to come with one answer here, gentlemen.
What do you think, Zach?
Let's go with Dennis.
Hither and yon.
I'm sorry. They dated some, but it...
Never worked out?
Yeah, no, never worked out. But there was some, but not a lot. Okay, so that would be...
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it. You'll get another chance to get this. And what?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends?
Zach?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Let's just see here. Okay. How many times more likely are you to cough during a classical concert than you are in life?
How many times? Four times more.
Wait a minute. I'm going to give you a choice.
Oh, you
didn't
hear that answer yet. Okay.
Yeah.
It's multiple choice. I got it.
Yeah. Twice, three times, or four times more. Yeah, in life, during a classical concert than in life in general.
Well, I'm going to stick with four.
That was your gut reaction. I'm going
was
with
my,
it.
Yeah,
I'm
that
going
was my gut
four
reaction.
Times. You're right. You're four times
well
right
done.
There. No one ever coughs at my show. I noticed that. Except for John and Sarah. Yeah.
That's two right and one wrong.
Okay, close to something here. What's left?
People, places, things you should have learned in school.
Dennis, what are you thinking?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay, things that you learn in school. Extinction of species. Not so bad after all? In other words, are there not as many extinctions as you might think?
No answers? No.
It's school. You should have learned this in school.
Okay.
Extinction,
oh, yeah, okay.
Not so bad after all?
You know, I just heard something on public radio about polar bears not being nearly
as extinct,
as they once were. So I'm going to say not as extinct as we thought.
So you're saying no.
Sure.
Because polar bears aren't extinct as they once were. Okay. You're saying no?
No.
Yeah, no, according to some scientists anyhow, Professor Nigel Stork in the UK, which is good for you, but you win! Hey!
Zach, you can enjoy the insect world without all the buzzing and biting, wearing a delightful Yipes bug pin fashioned by polymer, or rather from polymer clay, from Green Bay's Joyce Fritz studio. Dennis, you'll outwit Wikipedia with What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can clean up real good with a bar of What Do You Smell soap, combining the Wisconsin scents of clover, pink clay, and cheddar from Mississippi's Screaming Porch Gift Company, and then play What Do You Know the Party game, including the faultless Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Dennis, thanks a lot. Nice to meet you. Good luck to you and all you do and your dog. Zach, hang out and make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrichs, our producer, with assistance from Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ruff and Brad Holbrook.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.
PRI, Public Radio International.